And because we just can't get enough of him, we've brought Mike Pesca back into our studio to talk about another story involving markets and money. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
So I know you've been kind of fixated on the news from yesterday about the Dow Jones Industrial Average topping the 11,000 mark, and that's for the first time since 2001. Tell us more.
Well, is it I that is fixated, or is it the whole media? Some traders, I did see and read comments that where traders said it was an important psychological barrier to go past 11,000. But I know a few traders, and over the weekend, they weren't turning to each other saying, do you think we'll hit 11,000? Oh, I hope we'll hit 11,000. I think what happened is a lot of the people covering Wall Street think of 11,000 as a benchmark. It ends in three zeros, and that's always good for a headline. But for the people working on Wall Street, the Dow yesterday, for them, closed up about 0.5%, which is better than closing down 0.5%, but won't put on the new addition to the McMansion.
Yeah, well, 11,000, that sounds like a lot. It sounds like a big deal, lots of round numbers. But I guess it doesn't matter so much sometimes. But maybe it does in other ways.
Maybe there are other areas, and that's what I was thinking about, other areas where 11,000 is a benchmark. So what I started doing was scouring the news, and I found a bunch of other 11,000s making the news. Let us first go to Valletta, the capital of Malta. There, the National Statistics Office reported this week that unemployment had exceeded the 11,000 mark. That puts the unemployment rate in Valletta at 7.2. In Australia, police stopped a car and found more than 11,000 tablets of the drug ecstasy, along with about $24,000 in Australian cash. And in Hartsdale, Alabama, the Key Club is celebrating their record-breaking canned food drive. They have collected over 11,000 cans.
That's an impressive number, 11,000 cans. Anything else?
I think so, but this was the most impressive to me, Chicago, an accomplishment that rivals the Dow, I would say. Here is Catherine Hayes, a spokesperson for Chicago's Department of Streets and Sanitation.
As of Saturday afternoon, we had collected 11,404 Christmas trees.
That tops the nearly 11,000 Christmas trees collected for recycling last year. So no headlines, but much mulch in Chicago.
Much mulch, and thank you much for that, NPR's Mike Pesca.
You're welcome.